Peter Ann from Emerith, Mass. The talk show that's going on this morning seems to be about the economy. I would like to strongly urge folks to connect with the Poor People's Campaign. That is a totally reality, truth-based movement about the suffering of the growing poverty in this country.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I'm a listener in Amherst. Huge fan. Love the station. I'm shouting at the radio, so David Gustina said I should shout into the listener comment line about the NPR news story about Utah voting rights for women that just aired. I'm so angry and offended, and the comment that only white women were able to vote was like a throwaway comment. There was no mention of the total and utter disenfranchisement of Native Americans in the state of Utah and everywhere in this country, but especially on the frontier. And they were just portrayed as like these cool, pioneering, radical women, and the only problem was polygamy. Not cool at all.
Hi, my name is Richard Hooley, and I'm listening to the panel discussion this morning. And I love Libby, but, you know, we're all getting very happy about Bloomberg, and he was not the Democrat we're all thinking he was. He was horrible for public schools. He actually dismantled public education in New York City and created all these charter schools. Bernie is saying having people with this much money who can buy elections is not what America should be about.
Hello, this is Michael B. King. I'm calling from Orwell, Vermont. I would highly caution against speaking down against the use of cruise ships for vacationing. They're just right price for many people. Remember, myself being one of them, many of us who love cruises love your show. So let's just be a little careful, is just a suggestion. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, this is Lena Hendrickson from Avril Park, New York. I wanted to comment on the concept of neoliberal capitalism. I think it would be very good if the panel could discuss a little bit more about the system that we are currently in. I strongly believe neoliberal capitalism is not compatible with the survival of this planet.
Calling from Lanesboro, Massachusetts. With regards to Brian Griffin's efforts as a commentator, and with all due respect for him, his essay the other day continues to demonstrate, to me at least, his failure to adequately define terms and definitions, and thus avoiding the contradictions and consequent confusions that nullify his purpose. Best regards. This is Al Sunskis. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dennis, Agawam, Massachusetts. I just wanted to say, you do a great show and everything like that. Whenever you read Trump's tweets, as you just did, I turn it off, because I think everybody should be adopting the MSNBC line on Morning Joe. They don't put any of Trump's tweets up. They don't read them. They just give what he basically wanted to say, which is always the same thing. It's lies. It's propaganda. Why even bother reading them? I mean, most of us have a certain level of intelligence that we don't want to be BS'd all the time.